Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I am joined by Dan Freeman from Video 360. Dan, I really appreciate you joining me today.
Thanks for inviting us, Gary. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. I'm always interested to see what kind of new, cool devices you have out. So do you have anything new or exciting for ISE 2019?
Well, one of the brand new things that we're doing at ISE here this year is we have our Clearwater system, which is a Nook embedded into one of our compass cameras. And, you know, that technology is about 5 years old now. Really cool tech. You know, you have a all-in-one box and you don't have to, no cabling, nothing, just done.
Love it.
And, but that's 5 years old, the tech was. So I developed using our Compass X camera, which is, you know, I'd wager you could put it up against any USB-based camera, whether it be 2.0 or 3.0, I don't care. Put it up against it, you'll be blown away at the resolution. It's nice. Really a good camera. So I took that, mixed it with the 7i5 Dawson Canyon Nook from Intel. The reason I chose that one is for performance and value, it's great. The other part of that is it's also vPro. So because it's vPro and has trusted platform module and has some of the stuff in it, there's not an IT department in the world that's going to object you putting this on their network as an endpoint.
And that because, matters.
Yeah, it does. You know, those IT guys.
I know.
You know, I happen to be one. So I understand. I understand exactly where they're coming from.
It's
so
an internal love-hate struggle often.
Yeah, you know. So I made this box. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's about three Nooks wide, if you know about how big a Nook is. You know, one of those Nooks is the Nook. One of them is our camera, and then the other one I have some space for some added features as we move down the pike with this. And I think that this is going to be a long-running good product. I'm really proud of it, actually. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
And then, of course, we're showing our video cube here at the show, and we kind of brought that out at Zoomtopia and started showing it there. And what it is, it's a single SKU Zoom room.
Okay.
So you don't have to order a bundle and get boxes from all different kinds of manufacturers. You know, you don't have to figure out what you're going to put in the room. You order this, you get my Compass X camera. You get the 8th Gen i7 Nook loaded up with 120 gig hard drive, 16 gig of RAM, Windows 10 Pro. Already has Zoom rooms loaded onto it. Automatically will boot up right into that. Get the Revo Labs UC500. It's a really good speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
And the tablet for control and the mount and every cable that you would ever want in it, every kind of option for different mounting brackets. And it's all in one box. And it's like 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot. That's why we call it the cube.
Yeah.
And so it's it makes it really simple for users, you know, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, you know, I've been doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I try to do is I try to make things really simple. If anybody's ever looked at one of my remote controls, it's like the easiest remote control to use, period. I mean,
you
look at it in 30 seconds, you completely are a master.
At the end of the day, those little touches add up and they can be the difference between a sale or not a sale because as someone who supports classrooms in higher education and oftentimes might have to retrofit a room, sometimes, you know, I'm capable of speccing all these individual components out, but if I know I can just order your box and I'm going to get everything that I need, I don't have to do any of this thinking or researching. I can just order it, get it, unbox it, and plug it in.
You know, and distributors like that too.
Sure.
You know, because they can just order it and put it on the shelf.
Exactly.
Ready to go. They have a single SKU. They don't have to bundle the stuff. And then there's a couple of distributors out there now that are bundling the SKUs, but you end up paying a premium for that
right.
service.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it is. It's a service. So, you know, ours retails for just under $3,000. You know, it's done.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
that's probably, if I was to go out and really hard shop, I could probably meet that price.
Yeah.
But I'd have to be, you know, ordering from here and ordering from there and, you know, waiting for that shipment to come in. And, this, and I wouldn't be getting it all in one box.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, people like myself are willing to pay a little bit more of a premium so that I don't have to think about it. I'm willing to pay you for your time because you've went out and
time is money.
You know that it's going to work and I trust you. So therefore, at the end of the day, I know that when I get this box, it's just going to work. I don't have to think about all these little things.
Yeah,
I can be taking my time and spending it other places. There's always something to do.
You know, and that's the thing. It's so let's eliminate the equipment problem. Mm-hmm. And the equipment problem has always been what equipment to get.
Right.
So we eliminate that. We know that it works because we assemble everything first, test it, and then put it in the box.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, it's not like I've.
It's not a dry run when you get it.
No, no, no. It's already been done. You know, our hands have been on it. There's fingerprints on stuff.
Very nice.
So let's eliminate that. And what we can do then is we can provide service.
Mm-hmm.
Provide service to the end user, get them understanding how to use this equipment. And that's the better value in I think. You know, this is what we can provide.
That you're using, it only makes sense that your service would be better too because you know exactly what you're supporting. If I go out and piecemeal everything together, you have to talk to me and discern what did I do right or wrong or maybe not. If I use your box, you know exactly what was in that box. You can probably tell me the color of the cable. You can tell me the color of the connector, and you'll know what I've done wrong.
And we'll have a complete record of every serial number that's in there too. Yeah, and that's one of the things we do is we make sure that, every serial number is recorded, and you have a copy of that sheet in the box.
Right.
So you can file that piece of paper away, which is good, and at the same time that we have a complete database of that. And keep track of that for you, including the Windows license. I mean, everything that we put on there.
Well, one of the other products that you do very well is the tracking cameras.
Thank you.
And that is something that excites me because, you know, I come from a broadcast world where I think about, you know, if you need camera motion, you need a camera operator. And I don't have the budget to hire somebody to run cameras in all of my classrooms where I want to do classroom recording or lecture capture. And the professors don't want to have to deal with that either. They would just like to be able to go in there and teach their class. They don't want to have to worry about this. But when a student says, hey, can I get a copy of that? It's nice if they can just say, here you go. Here's a link. How do you handle that? Tell me what makes your product unique.
Well, you know, there's a bunch of tracking cameras out there. You know, and a lot of them use similar parts of what we do. You know, there may be face and shape tracking. There may be face and motion tracking. But we do face, motion, and shape. And the reason we do that is it gives us some options. It gives us the ability to do zoom, which no other tracking system can do.
Mm-hmm.
It does the framing correctly, and it makes it more interesting because you got to remember the user isn't the person in the classroom. The user is the person that's viewing the video,
the final product.
And that's you know, when I'm doing cameras and everything, I have to remind people that it's not the camera in the room that's the product. Mm-hmm. It's the output.
Yeah.
You know, that's the product. So with ours, you know, you can have the camera be panning around following the professor. And let's say the professor moves around a lot. Well, it's going to zoom out a little bit and give you a little wider shot so that it's not going to be jerky and it kind of flows with what the human eye would do.
Mm-hmm.
The human eye will back off and not pay attention so close if somebody's moving around.
Yeah.
When they stop, though, and turn around, they're facing the classroom, the camera knows, hey, there's something interesting going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to drop in a couple of X's, and that makes it really interesting to watch. And you don't, until you see that type of thing in action, it doesn't really. I don't know. It you don't know that you're missing it until you miss it.
Sure.
You know, and when you see it, you go, ah, yeah. And the other thing, the way we set our systems up, they're completely hands off. So the camera's tracking basically all the time, and the professor doesn't have to do anything. They walk into the room, they face to the back of the face the class, facing mm-hmm. the back of the room, and the camera picks them up. Now we're tracking you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the professor may, the only thing they have to do is initiate the recording. They don't have to worry about the camera at all, ever.
And we're looking at scheduling systems that even eliminate that. I want the professor to just be able to arrive in the room and everything operate without them even touching a button.
There you go.
That's the perfect world for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that, and this is the type of system that would work for that. I mean, the camera's always going to work.
And something I like about your approach is you're not looking at it from a single end user's perspective. You're looking at it in a multi-tiered end user because I am one of those end users. You're providing a product for me that I can easily install into one of my classrooms, and I then can provide a product that my professor can use without even knowing that they're using it. So they get a good experience, which gives them a good warm, fuzzy feeling about what I've provided them.
Yeah.
And then the students can actually watch these videos. They're the final link in this, the final end user. And if they're getting a good video quality experience, the professor likes it. They like me. My boss likes me. Everybody, it's just a win across the board.
You know, and that's the thing. It's we have to remember there's also, you know, in education, budgetary concerns.
Sure.
So that's your other customer.
Yeah.
It's the bean counter at that the school.
Absolutely. You got to make everybody happy.
Hey, you know, and that's a tough line to walk.
Yeah.
I think that the Perfect Track software and our autopilot system does that. It's that kind of cool thing.
Yeah.
That it meets the budget thing. It's under $5,000. It's a 1080p 60. HDMI output, you know, YU2. So mm-hmm. it's uncompressed video. So you get really good video.
Sure.
Great color, really good camera we use. And, you know, so you get that. So that your end user, the student, is actually getting a really nice product. It also makes it easy for you in distribution. If you're going to use HDMI, it's probably one of the easier things that we can do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can drop HDMI to, you know, AV over IP. So
absolutely.
It's future-proofed. it's pretty easy to use.
Yeah, very good. Well, Dan, I really appreciate you taking the time to come up here and talk to me for a few minutes. Make it a point to get down there and check you out on the floor.
Thanks.
That does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear the full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.